Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Fourier, I think there are going to be a lot of people out there who at the end of round one are going to say, where's Tiger in the Masters? Why is it that this is the guy we romanticize about? We can't quit Tiger Woods. Every time, especially around the Masters, Tiger's been working hard.
Yeah.
Nobody works harder than Tiger.
Nobody.
Bill Belichick would say that. Gerard Mayo cannot. It's on the banned list. But the guy puts in the work. He talked about how whatever fusion surgery he had, he was like, yeah, it's not that. It's more of the walking up and down and my feet, knees, and, you know, handling, you know, the rest of his body, kind of handling everything. With a lot of athletes, we would say, nah, it's not happening anymore. Like Phil Mickelson, it was the, nah, lefty just doesn't have it anymore. But yet, for the majors, Fourier, there's still a segment of the sporting public, whether they love golf or not, who want to see Tiger in contention. Why?
I mean, golly, this feels like we should do a whole series on this. You're right. And why can't you quit him? Because you think about the way he came up. You idolized him. You watched him from when he was at Stanford and winning his first, like, you know, amateur contest, and then winning his first Masters and wearing the red on Sunday. And then the ultimate downfall of his, not only his professional career, his personal career, and just everything. And it just kept getting worse almost, right? To like his, just everything about it. And even the wreck at the, when he was out in California, I think it was it Torrey Pines? I think he was playing, gets in that car wreck. He's a lot like Mike Tyson. I mean, I think they both have a lot of the same attributes as far as that kind of, and I can't think of a third. I was trying to think, because Mike Tyson is the same. You're obsessed with him. You keep following him.
Think about how
keep rooting for him.
Well, and think about how we have talked about the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight. Like our sporting minds should look at 57-year-old Mike Tyson and think, "Oh, is this a bad idea?" Instead, we're sitting there going, "Man, if he just finds it for one night, he's going to beat the bag out of this tool."
And the odds are that Mike's not going to last. I mean, honest, that's what I think. I think you can sit there and hope and, you know, in your best, like, scenario, you know, he knocks him out, and it's like, oh, my God, he's back. And the same thing with Tiger. Tiger looks so old. He looks like his dad. Looks just like his dad.
Oh, so you mean, like, in the face, he's starting to look really old.
You can tell, like, his dad.
Because for a 49-year-old guy, he appears to be still in pretty, like, decent shape.
His face looks, he just, to me, he looks old.
He looks like he's been through some stuff.
Yeah, he does.
There you go.
And I was like, you know, even talking about this off air, I was like, well, is Jordan in that same category? Like, you just can't quit him. You even though, like, you just can't stop watching his life. Because I would say his off-the-course life is just intriguing as his on-the-course life.
Well, does that still apply? Like, do we still pine to know who Tiger is, you know? Like, I don't know if there's, because when Tiger's personal life crashed, oh my God, it was like, whoa, wait,
you know what
minute.
I'll put here, you know what else I'll put in this category?
Oh, okay.
Because we haven't really labeled it yet, but as far as superstars in, you know, movies, theater, whatever, singers, sports.
But basically, it's
that
like
you can't
the,
quit.
The people you can't quit.
Yeah. Britney Spears. You can't quit Britney Spears. She's in the same boat. It's a great little list here. We should be another David Letterman.
It's another top 10 list that we're putting
Britney
together.
Britney Spears. No, honest to God, Britney Spears is that list.
Okay.
You can't quit her.
Is it?
Even though you should, because she's not doing anything.
Well, here's the thing. So I would, if she still had her show in Vegas and it was like, oh, we can go, I'd be like, sure, let's go.
No, Lou went to the show. It was horrible.
But that's the thing. I'm not. Like, I'm interested in Tiger Woods, not because of who he's smashing after a short stack at Perkins, but because he might be able to go out and win the Masters.
I know, but it's still, like, the Tiger Woods effect. Like, you're still rooting for him. Like, aren't you rooting for him? Aren't you rooting? Like, what has Tiger done to have people root for him? Like, it's just, it would be.
He's just great. He's just the guy that we grew up with who was the greatest.
And you're rooting for, I'm rooting for Mike Tyson.
Because you're hoping there's a little bit of greatness there, although he's trying to prove it a little differently.
Something that reminds you of when they were great.
Listen, I'll be the first one to be like, look, my interest in Britney Spears is much more visual than it is whatever music she puts out. Like the Instagram, my wife will send them to me.
Nuts.
She'll be like, you need to see
this. She's juggling butcher knives now.
Exactly.
But okay, so I think those three, because Britney Spears hasn't had a hit in years.
Nope.
Yet people are still obsessed with her and her life. And same with Tiger. And Tiger will probably be that way, like, till he dies.
Well, the 607 brings up an interesting point, texting into 37937. Tiger's biggest opponent has always been himself. His car crash was unnecessary, stupid recklessness. And maybe that's a part of the appeal as well, because for a period of time, Christian, and, like, when you were really in the NFL heyday, and for me it was early years of sports radio, and it's like, oh my God, this guy is a phenomenon. Now, I do think early on in Tiger's sort of life, let's say, for the interest factor, there was a lot of, this is an African American, and he described himself, I do believe, as Cablin Asian because he's very mixed. But it was, there's a black man invading the white man's sport, is the way a lot of the public at the time in 99 and 2000 really looked at it. And that there was that level of appeal for a period of time. Then it was, holy crap, this guy's just unbelievable and we've never seen anything like him. And you started to kind of forget about that component of it. But there's just something about this guy that if you put him on at 4 o'clock on ESPN, or people can, you know, go on like ESPN Plus and look at the shot by shot, people are going to watch him.
Yeah. There has to be something with the level of excellence that he attained. It's such a remarkable, for a normal person, even for a person in his sport, unrealistic, just, you know, level of excellence that he achieved. And I would say national popularity. The other guy I would put in this, Michael Jackson. Same thing at a higher level. Michael Jackson is in the same boat when he was alive. There were still, even though he wasn't really putting out hits, people are still rooting for him, still following him. Even though he was accused of doing a lot of bad, stupid, crazy things, people are still obsessed with him. I was going to say Michael Jordan.
I was going to, no, because
not really.
No, and Jordan's
kind of held it together.
And Jordan's out there. He's doing other stuff and things like that.
But he hasn't, like, taken this, other than the issues with his gambling. But he overcame, came back and won, and then retired.
Well, the other thing, too, with Jordan was he was great. He came back. He was great. And then Jordan moved into the athletes of the dudes who held on too long. See, that's I couldn't go Jordan because at the end of the Jordan run, I don't think there were people being like, oh, he could still go out and win the MVP. Everybody could kind of see that he was washed, let's say. With Tiger, it's kind of been up and down, and he won a couple of years ago, which has thrown a monkey wrench into everybody's kind of thought process because you've seen it relatively recently. Hey, this guy knows this course. He's found a way to rise up and be competitive, even when he's really non-competitive in other events. But it's a very short list of people.
There's got to be an actor. So I gave you a boxer, a golfer.
Who would be the actor that people
singer,
like? Because I don't know if there is an actor out there right now where people look at them and be like, oh yeah, this is the big comeback. Like I remember when Travolta did Pulp Fiction and
Robert Downey Jr.
He got back in
before he got Iron Man. Okay. Basically ostracized from Hollywood.
Yeah,
and that might be the most recent,
but
one.
Still not. I mean,
like Robert Downey Jr. was regarded as a very good actor, but was he considered an unbelievably great actor who was either stepping on his own tail or what did he do? He get canceled? Like I don't even know.
No,
quite
I think
honestly.
It was drug related.
Oh, okay. Well, overcoming drugs in Hollywood's no big deal.
But still, he never reached the pinnacle like Britney Spears,
right?
Jordan, you know, Tiger or Mike Tyson.
Like even, and I know around here it's a little different, but people don't pine for Tom Brady anymore the way they do Tiger. Whereas if people knew, oh, I'm going to get Tiger on Saturday, and he's a factor. A lot of just sports fans would sign up for that right now.